The Homeland Security Department says it's moving forward with its plans to reorganize the National Protection and Programs Directorate, but the House recently passed a new bill that requires congressional review and approval before DHS reorganizes any of its component agencies. More now from Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Agresco.
A letter from DHS Secretary Jay Johnson to House Homeland Security Subcommittee Chairman John Ratcliffe says Johnson has approved transition plans for the National Protection and Programs Directorate. But Ratcliffe and his fellow committee members aren't thrilled. They wrote to Johnson back in September asking that he give the committee an update on his plans for reorganization. The Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Strategy Act also cleared the House a few days ago. It requires DHS submit any plans for reorganizing its offices and components to Congress. And Congress has to give the department its final stamp of approval before DHS can move forward. Suzanne Spaulding is the NPPD undersecretary. She told the committee the reorganization process is a collaborative one. DHS started thinking about a transition for NPPD when it became clear that the directorate's structure didn't suit its overall mission. Spaulding with Subcommittee Chairman Ratcliffe.
The secretary directed us to develop a more detailed implementation plan to get it to him by the end of the summer, by August 31st, which we did. He took a very quick opportunity to review that and make sure that he was comfortable with it, gave us some guidance. We got final approval on that plan and were immediately on the phone to say we now have something we can come up and brief you on. So this is a difficult process of, you know, going through the steps and making sure that all of our various folks are informed at the appropriate times, but it is absolutely our intent to work in a collaborative way with Congress. Okay. On this process.
Thank you, Undersecretary. But just so we're clear, do you agree with me that DHS can't move forward on at least certain elements of this reorganization without congressional authorization under the Homeland Security Act?
Absolutely.
Okay. And your conversations with Secretary Johnson are that he's clear on that as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Spaulding says reorganizing NPPD will help the directorate do the work it's already doing in a more effective and efficient way. She has three main priorities for the transition. She wants to develop more unity between the organization's cyber and physical infrastructure teams. She wants to enhance NPPD's operational activities, and she wants to improve acquisition program management. The way the directorate is set up now would also change. Three major operational directorates would work together on Spaulding's top priorities. An infrastructure security directorate would work with the public and private sectors on threats to physical and cyber infrastructures. Another directorate would lead DHS and its charge to be the portal for government information sharing. It would also elevate the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, or NCIC, which Secretary Johnson recently named as a big priority for him. And the third directorate would stay as the Federal Protective Service and mostly continue to do the work it's already been doing in federal facilities. Phyllis Schneck is the Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity and Communications at DHS. She says the cyber threat is evolving and reorganizing would help DHS better meet its new cyber missions.
NPPD can't do our mission if we don't do this. We've been doing it well. We can do it faster and better, and as the adversary excels with no lawyers and no way of life to protect and plenty of money, we will not be able to fight them if we don't organize the way that's being suggested today so that we can bring everything we have to bear just as we did in the private sector. This adversary takes an expeditious fight, and we can bring that. NPPD has been evolving for several years as our mission has demanded. The latest step will improve our ability and to carry out both our cyber and our infrastructure protection mission in better collaboration with our stakeholders. And programmatically, these changes are designed to make it easier for us to bring everything we have to the table.
Spaulding says she also wants to change NPPD's name.
I actually think that while that may seem superficial, that that will also help improve our morale by providing our workforce with a clear sense of their identity and that cyber and infrastructure protection is what we're all about. FPS, the NCIC, infrastructure security, all of our organization. We're all part of the same team, one fight. And I think that will help morale.
The committee is mostly concerned about the lack of communication from NPPD, but it also has its concerns about other risks that come with reorganization. The Government Accountability Office has kept track of several different agency reorganizations before. Chris Curry is director of GAO's Emergency Management National Preparedness and Critical Infrastructure Protection Homeland Security and Justice Team. He says there are some best practices NPPD can use when it makes the transition. Some of them are similar to the best practices DHS tried to apply when the department was created back in 2003.
Our experience at DHS and other agencies has shown that it's often the management issues that can creep in as problems later on after these things are done, in areas like human capital and acquisition. These areas are just as critical to think through as the mission need that's driving the reorganization because they can hinder success. Our work across government points to key questions that need to be answered in these situations. For example, what are the goals? What are the real costs and benefits? And how can the upfront costs be funded? This one is important. Who are the key stakeholders and how are their views being considered? Specifically, during the creation of DHS, we outlined a number of key practices and steps for successful organizational transformations. Although an MPPD reorg is maybe not on that scale, they are still applicable and important.
Good DHS management is one of those best practices, and it's been on GAO's high-risk list since the department was created. Curry says there are also some risks to reorganizing too quickly.
What we've seen is when organizations rush these things, they rush through these things to address a real and pressing mission need, oftentimes it's later on that, like I said in my statement, the management issues creep up, the acquisition problems, the human capital problems. Because quite frankly, some of these things take time and they take deliberation. For example, gathering employee feedback is one of our best practices, but not just gathering it, but showing employees how it was incorporated and actually using the feedback and closing the loop on that so they feel invested in it. That takes time and it can be a little painful, quite frankly. Not that the MPB is rushing through this, I'm not aware of the details, but when that happens, sometimes mistakes can be made.
Spaulding says the next update on NPPD's reorganization plan will likely come out at the end of the year. In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.